请弟兄姊妹翻开新约雅各书。
Can we please turn to the New Testament in James?
雅各书第五章。
James chapter 5.
十七、十八两节。
Verse 17 and 18.
雅各书第五章十七、十八两节。
James chapter 5, verses 17 and 18.
十七节，以利亚与我们是一样性情的人，他恳切祷告，求不要下雨。雨就三年零六个月不下在地上。
又祷告，天就下雨来，地生出土长。
Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months.
他又祷告，天就降下雨来，地也生出土产。
And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit.
以利亚是一个非常特别的人。
Elijah was a very special man.
他可以把天给封闭起来。
He could close the heavens.
天可以为着他三年零六个月不下雨。
Because of him, it did not rain for 3 years and 6 months.
他又可以把天再打开来。
He could also open the heavens.
天又下雨。
And it would rain again.
如果你读以利亚的历史。
If you read Elijah's history.
一生中充满了奇迹。
His entire life was filled with miracles.
但是圣经上怎么形容这个人呢？
But how does the Bible describe this man?
他说他是与我们一样性情的人。
The Bible describes him as a man with our nature.
换句话说，圣经说上说他是个普通的人。
In other words, he is an ordinary man.
那很多时候我们觉得普通的人不能做什么事。
Many times we think ordinary men cannot do anything.
只有特别的人才能做特别的事。
Only special men can do special things.
但是圣经上告诉我们，以利亚只是一个普通的人。
But in the Bible, it tells us that Elijah is only an ordinary man.
这给我们一个很大的鼓励。
This gives us great encouragement.
因为以利亚特殊，是因为他认识这位特殊的神。
The only reason Elijah is special is because he knows our special God.
神使一个普通的人做特别的事。
God takes an ordinary man and does special things.
以利亚有一个特点，就是他是一个祷告的人。
Elijah has one strong point. He is a man of prayer.
他是恳切的祷告，不住的祷告。
He prays within prayer.
他不是一次祷告就停止，他是一直的在那里祷告。
He prays continuously.
那很多时候我们祷告了一阵子，我们就停下来了。
Many times we pray for a short while and we stop.
但是以利亚呢，他告诉我们，祷告你必须要不停的祷告。
But Elijah tells us that we must continue to pray.
而且呢，圣经上也告诉我们，这个祷告呢有一个特点。
And in the Bible it says that this prayer has a special point.
他的祷告乃是因为他里面先有了一个祷告。
Within this prayer there is another prayer.
他是按着他里面的这个祷告来祷告。
And he prays according to this prayer within.
换句话说，他祷告乃是按着圣灵在他里面的感动来祷告。
So Elijah prays according to the spirit within him.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的祷告呢，不能按我们自己的意思来祷告。
So brothers and sisters, we cannot pray according to our own will.
如果我们明白神的旨意，我们按着这个旨意来祷告。
We should pray according to God's will.
这样子，我们的祷告呢，带着能力。
Then our prayer has power.
所以今天我们要来看一下以利亚的一段历史。
So today we will look at a short part of history in Elijah.
那是在列王记上第十七章。
Is in 1 Kings chapter 17.
列王记上第十七章。
First Kings chapter 17.
我们知道以利亚的历史相当的长。
We know Elijah's history is very long.
所以我们今天只交通十七章这一部分而已。
So we are only going to discuss chapter 17.
在十七章的第一节，他特别告诉我们以利亚所出生的时代是怎么样的一个时代。
In verse 1, it explains what type of generation Elijah is born in.
我们知道以利亚的时代呢，用今天的话来讲，就是邪恶淫乱的时代。
Elijah is born in a generation filled with wicked and adulterous. It's a wicked and adulterous generation.
因为他出生的这个时代呢，正好是亚哈王所在的那个时代。
This is the generation of King Ahab.
我们知道在所罗门之后，以色列就分裂了。
After King Solomon, Israel was split into two regions.
十个支派属于北国。
10 tribes belong to the north.
然后另外两个支派呢，就是属于南国的支派，少是这个 Southern Kingdom.
And the other parts were became the south.
我们晓得这北方十个支派啊，从一开始成立以后呢，他们就开始拜偶像。
So we know that within the north they became idol worshippers.
可是他们虽然拜偶像啊，他们是拜金牛犊，虽然拜金牛犊，但这金牛犊的名字他们还是用耶和华的名字。
Their idol was a golden calf, but the golden calf's name was still Jehovah.
所以他们虽然拜偶像，他们偶像的名字还用神的名字。
So although they worship idols, they still use the name Jehovah for their idol.
但是到了亚哈这个时代呢，他就完全变了。
But in the generation of King Ahab, this completely changed.
因为在亚哈的时代呢，亚哈娶了西顿王的女儿耶洗别。
King Ahab married the daughter of the king of Sidon, Jezebel.
我们知道在圣经上你读过耶洗别是一个很有名的女人。
And Jezebel is a very famous woman.
即使在启示录还提到她的名字。
She is also mentioned in
Revelation.
对。
然后自从她娶了耶洗别之后呢，她就正式的拜起外邦的偶像。
After Ahab marries Jezebel, they began to worship other gods.
就是巴利。
Named Baal.
换句话说呢，这个时候整个以色列国呢，就完全的拜外邦的神了。
So now all of Israel is now worshiping other gods.
以利亚就是出生在这样的一个时代。
Elijah was born in such a generation.
那出生在这样的时代啊，你要为神站住非常不容易的。
Being born in such a generation is very difficult to stand before God.
但是以利亚为神站住。
But Elijah stood firm before God.
我们怎么知道呢？
How do we know?
因为以利亚他的字的名字的意思呢，就是耶华是我的神。
Elijah's name means Jehovah is my God.
换句话说，在到处充满偶像的时代，他一个人站在那个地方。
So although he is surrounded by idol worshippers, Elijah stands firm before the Lord.
他向所有人宣告耶和华是我的神。
He lets everyone know that Jehovah is his God.
我们晓得在圣经里面啊，很多的名字是有它特别的意思的。
We know that in the Bible, many names have very specific meanings.
因为这个名字所代表的乃是这个人的所事。
And these names explain what this type of person is.
所以以利亚呢，在这样的环境里面为神坚强的站住。
So Elijah stands firm before God in this time.
你可以想象他受的压力有多大。
So you can understand how oppressed he was.
所以很自然的呢，他就会受到逼迫。
So because of that, he is because he's oppressed.
我们晓得以利亚原来是出生在 西斯比这个地方。
We know that Elijah comes from the city of Tisbe.
西斯比本来是在靠近以色列的北方。
It is north of Israel.
就是属于加利利这个地方。
So, it belongs to Galilee.
可是呢，你会发觉他现在却不住在加利利，他现在住在约旦河的东边。
So you notice now that he doesn't live in Galilee, he lives to the east of it.
这是靠近基列，基列这个地方。
And it's close to Gilead.
就很可能的，因为他为神的见证站立而受了逼迫。
It's possible that because of his testimony for the Lord, he was persecuted.
所以他就逃走。
So he ran away.
逃走以后呢，他并没有离弃这些以色列人。
Although he left, he did not forsake these Israelites.
他的心里面还是挂念着他们。
He still has concern for them in his heart.
经过了很长的一段时间，他消失了。
After a long time, he disappeared.
他过了一种隐藏的生活。
He lived a hidden life.
换句话，在这段时间呢，他与神有很隐秘的交通。
During this time, he had a very close and personal relationship with God.
一直等到神的话临到他。
Up until the time that the Lord gave him some words.
在这段时间呢，他做了一件很重要的事情，就是他不住的在祷告。
And during this time, he was praying continuously.
所以很多时候，我们觉得侍奉神是外面的事情。
Many times we think that serving the Lord is an outwardly action.
但是呢，你知道，真正的侍奉常常是隐藏的。
But true service is hidden.
因为在这个地方，我们看见以利亚在这里说到他是侍奉神的人。
Because here we see that Elijah serves the Lord.
但是呢，他怎么侍奉呢？他是借着祷告。
But how does he serve? He prays.
所以侍奉神不一定是要站在前面来讲话才是侍奉。
So serving the Lord doesn't necessarily mean you must come up here and speak.
侍奉神呢，常常是暗中的。
Many times it is hidden.
所以在这一段隐藏的时间里面呢，他不住的在那里祷告。
So during this time of hiding, he continuously prayed.
他是侍候站立在神的面前。
He stood in front of the Lord and he prayed earnestly.
Yes.在十七章第一节讲到，他说他是侍奉神的人。那个侍奉在原文就是站立在神面前的人。
In verse 1, it explains that he served the Lord and that he stood before the Lord.
所以你看见他的侍奉很奇妙，他是站在神的面前来侍奉。
So his service is very interesting. He stood before the Lord to serve.
换句话说，等候在神的面前。
In other words, he waited for the Lord.
那很多时候我们以为侍奉就是在外面忙得很。
Many times we think that we need to be out and be busy to serve the Lord.
但是呢，真的侍奉呢，你首先必须要站立等候在神的面前。
The true service is to stand before the Lord and wait for him.
因为如果我们不知道神的旨意，我们怎么侍奉？
Because if we don't understand the Lord's will, how can we serve?
如果我们没有在神面前先学习来侍奉神，我们怎么能够侍奉人？
How can we serve the Lord, or how can we learn to serve the Lord if we can't even serve people?
所以以利亚在这个地方呢，其实他有很深的学习。
So here Elijah has a great understanding.
他在神的面前等候站立而且祷告。
He waits and he stands before the Lord and he prays continuously.
一直等到神的话临到他。
Up until God's word is given to him.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要学习在神面前等候。
So brothers and sisters, we must learn to wait before the Lord.
我们需要从神领受从他直接来的话。
And we must wait for God's word to come directly.
我们不仅要读神的话。
We not only need to read God's word.
我们不仅要思想神的话。
And we not only need to think about God's word.
我们更需要等候听神亲自来对我们说话。
We must wait until the Lord speaks to us personally.
当我们开始明白神的心意的时候。
Once we begin to understand the Lord's will,
我们才可以真正的来服侍人。
Then we can truly serve.
那问题是，我们怎么样能够明白神的话呢？
The problem is, how do we understand the Lord's words?
我们怎么样能够明白神的心意呢？
How do we understand His will?
你知道在圣经里面告诉我们，他说一个清心的人，就 pure heart， 这种人呢，能够见神。
It says in the Bible that those with a pure heart can see God.
Pure heart 就是清心呢，也就是旧约圣经常常提到的完全的心 ，wholehearted。
A pure heart also means that you are wholehearted.
或是一个 perfect heart， 就是完全的心。
Or a perfect heart.
就如果我们的心是完全单纯的向着神呢，我们可以看见神。
So if we are pure and wholehearted towards the Lord, we can see God.
换句话说，我们不但是看见神，我们也看见了神的心。
So in other words, we not only see God, but we see His heart.
换句话说，我们开始看见他的旨意。
And we begin to see His will.
他的想法。
And His thoughts.
他的喜悦。
And His
pleasure. His pleasure.
His pleasure.
然后我们才能够开始为他做工。
And then we can begin to serve the Lord.
所以很多时候我们觉得为什么我们没有办法与神面对面。
So oftentimes we wonder why we can't come face to face with God.
问题是出在我们的心。
The problem is our heart.
因为一个纯洁的心，一个清心呢，你能够看见神，能够看见神的心。
Because with a pure heart we can see God.
你看见他的旨意。
And we can see His will.
然后我们就能够开始服侍。
And then we can begin to serve.
就这个时候，神的话就临到了以利亚。
So at this time, God's word came to Elijah.
他就对亚哈说。
And Elijah says to King Ahab.
他说：“我指着我所侍奉啊，换句话说，他说我指着永生的耶和华起誓。Living God, living Jehovah.
He tells King Ahab, as the Lord of God Israel lives.
你知道。”对于以色列人来讲，耶和华已经死了。
According to the Israelites at that time, God was not a God that lives.
但是对以利亚来讲呢，这个神是活的神。
But to Elijah, this his God lives.
要今天很多的人觉得神不是那么真实。
Many times, many people think that God is not real.
他们认为这个神是死的神。
They believe that he is a dead god.
当时以利亚，也不是当时以色列人呢，就是这么觉得。
And the Israelites felt that way at that time.
所以他们去拜偶像去了。
So many of them turned to idol worship.
但是当以利亚来对他们说话的时候呢，以利亚说这个神是永生神，是活神。
But when Elijah came to speak to the Israelites, he tells them that this God is alive and he is eternal.
你知道，说到这位神是活神，这不是一个知识。
Saying that God is alive is not knowledge.
这不是一个道理，一个 doctrine.
This is not doctrine or theory.
这是因着以利亚呢，他认识神，他从经历中认识。
This is based on Elijah's true experience.
他每天与神面对面。
He is face to face with God every day.
神是对他来说是一个活的神。
So to him, God is a living God.
所以他对亚哈说呢，这个神，我所侍奉的神呢，是一个活的神。
So he tells King Ahab that the God he serves is a living God.
不仅是说他是活的神，而且他特别讲了，他说是以色列的神。
He not only tells him that he is a living God.But that he is the God of Israel.
以色列已经弃绝了这位神。
Israel has already forsaken this God.
但是神没有弃绝他们。
But God has not forsaken.
神仍然说他是以色列的神。
And he still says that he is the God of Israel.
为什么呢？因为神是信实的神 ，faithful God.
Why? Because God is a faithful God.
神也是守约的神。
And he.Honors his covenant.
所以以色列人可以弃绝他，神不弃绝他的百姓。
So although Israel can forsake God, God will not forsake his people.
所以这个时候，以利亚呢就带了审判的话来到。
So Elijah brings words of judgment.
他说这几年哦，我如果不祷告，就不降露不下雨。
He says, there shall not be dew nor rain these years except at my word.
我们知道这个话是一个很严厉的话。
We know that these are very serious words.
但是如果我们明白神的心，
But if we understand the heart of God,
神没有意思要处罚他们。
We understand that he is not here to punish them.
神是要管教他们。
That he is merely disciplining them.
希伯来书告诉我们，因着爱，所以他管教。
According to Hebrew, God
他管教是因为他爱
disciplines out of love.
因为盼望他们悔改
in hopes that they will repent.
如果他们悔改了，神就好再祝福他们。
Because if they repent, he can give them many blessings.
那这是我们神的心。
And this is the heart of God.
他不愿意来摧毁我们，来处罚我们。
He's not out here to punish us or make us suffer.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
他怕我们回转。
And he wants us to repent.
他好继续来祝福我们，这是神的心。
So that he can continue to bless us. This is the heart of God.
所以这个时候他说，如果我不祷，这几年我不祷告就不降雨，不降露。
So Elijah says, if he does not pray, there will be no rain.
我们知道这个，当他对亚哈王讲这些话的时候呢，他是非常危险的。
So we know that when he speaks these words to King Ahab, it is very dangerous for him.
所以神就叫他说，你离开，往东边去。
So God tells Elijah to go to the east.
到约旦河东边一个基利西的旁边。
He tells him to go east of the River Jordan to Brook Cherith.
我们知道这个地方啊，是靠近北方。
We know that this area is towards the north.
靠近约旦河的那个上游的地方。
So it is at the origin of the Jordan River.
它只是在一个小溪的旁边，一个 brook 旁边。
And he is just by a small brook.
所以这是一个很好的隐藏的地方。
So this is a very good place for hiding.
但是不仅如此。
Nevertheless.
因为神总是把我们带到源头去。
God always takes us to the origin.
你知道一个溪流啊，越流到下面，你知道越污染越脏。
It is always more polluted towards the end of the river.
越是到溪流的源头呢，越干净。
It is always cleaner at the beginning.
越看得清楚那个真相。
You can always see clearly at the beginning.
如果你记得的话，在马太福音十六章。
If you remember in Matthew chapter 16.
主耶稣带了一些门徒，就来到了该撒利亚腓立比的境内。
He takes his disciples, or Jesus takes his disciples to Caesarea Philippi.
这个地方呢，正好就是在约旦河的。这个源头那个地方。
And this is the exact location of the origin of the Jordan River.
这个时候他就开始问门徒一句话。
And he asked his disciples saying,
他说人说我人子是谁。
Who do men say that I, the son of man, am?
那当然有的人就说是以利亚。
So some say Elijah.
有的人说是耶利米。
Some say Jeremiah.
或是其他的先知。
Or other prophets.
主耶稣为什么带他们到那个地方，然后问他们这个话呢？
Why did Jesus take his disciples there to ask them this question?
因为当时在耶路撒冷已经成了一个宗教的城市。
Because during that time, Jerusalem was heavy with religion.
就好像在约旦河的下游。
Just as if it was further down the Jordan River.
都受了污染了。
And has been polluted.
从宗教的眼光呢，你常常认不清我们的主是谁。
From religion, we often get confused as to who our God is.
所以主把他们带到源头去。
So Jesus takes them to the origin.
主问他们。
And Jesus asks them.
你们说我是谁？
Who do you say that I am?
但是说在这个地方你应该看得清楚我是谁了。
So in this location, they can clearly see who Jesus is.
所以彼得说你是基督。是永生神的儿子。
So Simon Peter answers, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
所以感谢主，主总是把我们带到源头去。
So thanks to the Lord that He always brings us back to the origin.
以利亚呢就被带到这样的地方。
And Elijah was taken to such a place.
结果呢，神叫乌鸦在那里供养他。
So at this place, God tells the ravens to take care of Elijah.
你知道乌鸦每天早上和晚上叼饼和肉给他吃。
Ravens bring Elijah meat and bread every morning and every night.
这里的乌鸦还不是一只哦，在原文是好多只乌鸦。
So according to the word, there were it wasn't just one raven, it was many.
你知道乌鸦是吃肉的。
Ravens are known to eat meat.
乌鸦也是很贪心的。
And they are also very selfish.
它不会跟你分享的。
And they do not like to share.
但是呢，以利亚只要顺服神。
But because of Elijah's obedience.
神能够用这么特别的器皿，不可能的器皿来供养他。
God can use such impossible vessels to support him.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们如果肯顺服神，
So brothers and sisters, if we are willing to obey God,
我们的神，你就经历我们的神是以利沙代的神 El Shaddai.
So we know we can experience God as El Shaddai.
因为他能够供应我们的一切。
Because he can support us in everything.
他能够用最不可能的器皿来帮助我们。
He can take impossible vessels to help us.
但是我们知道过了一些日子呢，连水溪水都干了。
But we know after some time that the brook runs dry.
你看以利亚其实没有着急。
You can see that Elijah is not worried.
他一直等到水完全干了。
And he waits until the brook completely dries.
这时候呢，神的话就再临到他。
At this time, God gives Elijah more.
神常常做事是在最后一分钟。
Many times, God moves at the very last minute.
那很多时候我们还没有到最后一分钟，我们已经非常的惊慌 panic 了。
Oftentimes, we can't wait till the very last minute.
但是他认识神。
But he understands God.
他一直等到水干了。
And he waits until the brook runs dry.
神的话又临到他了。
And God gives him words.
这时候呢，叫他往北方去。
This time he tells Elijah to go to the north.
你看见很奇妙，第一次是往东方，第二次往北方。
You see how interesting it is. First time he tells him to go to the east. The second time he goes to the north.
你知道我们跟随圣灵哦，不能够凭着我们的从前的经历。
If we follow the Spirit, we can't go according to our past experiences.
我们不能够光是靠我们自己的分析。
We can't go according to our thought process.
因为风随着意识吹，我们不知道风从哪里来，往哪里去。
Because we don't know where the wind comes from and in what direction it will blow next.
主耶稣说，凡从灵生的也是如此。
Such as those in the spirit.
所以这个时候他往北方去，去哪里呢？去到一个城市。
So Elijah heads towards the north to a small town.
这个城市呢是在西顿。
And there's a town within Sidon.
你知道这个时候耶洗别呢都在到处抓以利亚。
At this time, Jezebel is trying to capture Elijah.
但以利亚呢把他带到他的国家去了。
But Elijah,
把神把以利亚带到他的国家去了。
But God takes Elijah to her hometown.
最危险的地方呢也是最安全的地方。
The most dangerous place also becomes the safest place.
但是很奇妙的，就是神叫他准备了一个寡妇来供养他。
But what is special about this is God provides a widow for Elijah.
你知道，照我们来想啊，神大概会准备一个很有钱的人来帮助他。
To our thinking, we think that God will provide a very wealthy man to support Elijah.
但是你看神的心意啊，神的思想。远远的高过我们的思想。
But God's way is much higher than our own way.
在这个地方是一个充满了拜偶像的地方。
In this place is filled with idol worship.
但在这个地方呢，神知道有一个敬畏他的女人。
But here, God knows that there is a woman that obeys him.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候你到一个环境，你们觉得这个地方 不敬畏神。
Oftentimes you are placed in an environment where you think they do not respect God.
但是呢，就算在这样的地方呢，神还有人是敬畏他的。
But even in such a place, God can find someone that respects Him.
我们感谢主，你知道，神能够在各样的环境中兴起敬畏他的人。
We thank God that He can find His own people anywhere we go.
这个时候，我们看见这一个寡妇呢，啊，如果你读她的经文啊，我们知道这个寡妇不但认识神，她也认识以利亚。
If you read the scripture, you see that this widow not only knows God, she knows Elijah.
所以神早就安排好了。
So God has prepared for Elijah.
所以当以利亚来到这个地方的时候，真的遇到了一个这个寡妇。
And when he gets there, he really does see this widow.
我们读这个经文，我们就知道这个寡妇啊，只剩下一点点的面跟一点点的油。
In the scripture, it says that the widow has only a small bin of flour and a small jar of oil.
她准备吃完这些之后呢，她跟她孩子就死了。
She planned to eat what was left and die with her son.
这时候以利亚呢，就跟这个寡妇要一点点的饼来吃。
At this time, Elijah asks this widow for a small piece of bread to eat.
如果今天我们是以利亚，
If we were Elijah,
你知道我们很难去跟寡妇要这么一点点东西来吃。
It would be very difficult for us to ask a widow for something to eat.
我们情愿神派乌鸦来。
We would rather God send the ravens back.
你知道很难向一个寡妇去要这些东西。
It's very difficult to ask a widow for such things.
你很难谦卑你的自己去跟寡妇要。
It's very difficult to humble yourself enough to ask a widow for things.
对于寡妇来讲也是非常难的。
And to the widow is also very difficult.
她已经剩下最后一餐了。
This is her last meal.
你叫她再把这一餐再拿一部分出来供应别人，这也是非常不容易的。
And you're asking her to share her last meal with someone else. This is very difficult.
今天如果你非常的富有，
If you are very wealthy,
你知道你给一点还容易，
Giving a little is very easy.
你就剩下这么一点了，叫你给出去很难的。
But being left with so little, giving that out is very difficult.
但是真正的奉献哦，给出去都很痛。
But true offering is very painful.
这个寡妇顺服了。
But the widow obeys.
感谢主，她顺服了。
Thank God she obeys.
因为她如果不顺服，
Because if she didn't,
大概这一餐真的是她最后一餐。
Then this meal would truly be her last.
但因着她顺服，所以后来她都没有问题。
But due to her, her obedience, then nothing happened.
对于以利亚来讲，要叫她真谦卑也真不容易。
And to Elijah, being this humble is very difficult.
一个大的先知跟一个寡妇要一点饼，你看多难。
Such a big prophet asking a poor widow for something must be very, very hard.
人家会怎么想你？
What would other people think about you?
大概只有假先知会做得出这种事。
Only fake prophets must do such a thing.
但是以利亚谦卑顺服。
But Elijah humbles himself and he obeys.
结果是什么呢？
What is the outcome?
寡妇她瓶里的油跟坛里的面没有减少。
The outcome is her jar of oil and her bin of flour have never run out.
所以你看见万事互相效力，叫爱神人得益处。
So all things work together for good.
然后我们就发觉，接下来就发生了一件很奇妙的事情。
So the next thing that happened is also very special.
这个寡妇，就是以利亚去的这个寡妇家呢，她儿子突然死了。
The widow's son suddenly dies.
当然我们知道后来以利亚祷告就把她医好了。
We know later that Elijah prays and her son is resurrected.
但是问题是为什么会发生这样的事情，这是我们要问的。
But we ask ourselves, why would such a thing happen?
为什么在 以利亚到了这个寡妇家之后呢，他的儿子会突然死了。
Why is it that after Elijah comes to this widow's house that her son would suddenly die?
这里一定有一个教训、要我们来学的。
There must be a very important lesson here.
这里一定有一个教训呢，是要以利亚来学的。
And there must be a very important lesson for Elijah to learn.
这里有一个教训要让寡妇来学的。
And this also must have a lesson for the widow.
因为一个先知到这个先知到寡妇家，照理讲是要带来神的祝福的。
Because a prophet coming to this widow's house should bring many offerings, blessings.
那怎么会突然发生这件事情呢
？But why did this suddenly happen?
我们知道这个寡妇呢，她的第一个想法就是神想起了她的罪。
We know that the widow's first reaction is that.She thinks God remembers her sin.
所以呢，她的孩子要死掉。
So because of that, her son died.
你知道这个寡妇是一个敬畏神的人。
This widow is very humble before God.
当她碰到这件事情，第一个想法就是我得罪了神。
Her first thought was that she sinned against the Lord.
你知道这常常也是我们的想法。
Oftentimes, this is our thought process.
你记得主耶稣曾经碰到一个瞎子，生来就是瞎子的人。
Jesus once met a man that was born blind.
那门徒的想法呢？第一个就是说，到底是他父母犯罪呢，还是他犯罪
？And his disciples asked Jesus, "Is it his father that has sinned, or did he sin himself?"
那这是我们人常常的想法。
Because oftentimes this is how we think.
但主耶稣说不是的。
But Jesus said no.
乃是为着神的荣耀。
This is all for the glory of God.
那很多时候我们对事情的发生。
Many times, when we look at the situation.
我们很快的就下了结论。
We are quick to come to a conclusion.
我们觉得因为是这个人犯了错。
It must be because this person has sinned.
或是那一个人呢，得罪了神。
Or this person has offended God.
但很多时候是为了神的荣耀。
But many times it is for the glory of God.
这是我们要从寡妇身上所看见要学的功课。
And this is what we must learn from the widow.
但是以利亚到底要学什么功课呢
？But what lesson is Elijah supposed to learn?
因为这个时候已经大概差不多经过了三年多了。
Because at this time it has been over 3 years.
你知道，这时候神准备要派以利亚去把雨降下来了。
And at this time, God is preparing Elijah to bring back the rain.
这是下一章要告诉我们的。
And this is said in chapter 18.
但在这之前呢，以利亚必须要先学会一件事。
But Elijah must learn one thing first.
这件事情如果他没有学好，神没有办法差他去降雨。
If he does not learn this one thing, God cannot send Elijah to send back the rain.
因为以利亚是一个认识神的人，没有错。
Because Elijah knows God, this is true.
他知道神是公义的神。
And he knows that God is a righteous God.
他知道神是一个审判的神。
He also knows that God is a God that judges.
如果我们得罪了神，神的审判要临到。
And if we offend God, we will be judged.
但是他还不知道神是一个慈爱的神。
But he does not know that God judges with mercy.
他不知道神审判是带着怜悯 ，judge with mercy.
He does not know that God judges with mercy.
这一点非常重要。
This is a very important point.
因为很多时候我们知道神是公义的，所以我们可以去定罪人家。
Many times, we are quick to judge and we blame other people for their sins.
但是我们不晓得，神的审判总是带着怜悯。
But we don't understand that God's judgments always come with mercy.
这个需要你认识，我们的神是一个使死而复活的神。
This requires you to understand that our God can die but can also be resurrected.
如果我们不知道这一点呢，我们没有办法被拆回去，叫雨再降下来。
If we don't understand this point, then we cannot go back and ask the rain to come back.
因为我们知道，如果现在有三年没有下雨了。
Because we know that in 3 years after no rain.
整个地是荒凉啊，是那个是饥荒，是干旱。
We know that the land is barren and is in drought.
这是一个死亡的光景。
This is death.
那只有当雨降下来以后呢，万物都复兴了，这是一个复活的光景。
But after the rain comes back, it's as if the earth is resurrected.
所以必须要认识，神不仅是叫人死的神，神也是叫人复活的神。
So we must understand that God is not only a God of the dead, He can also resurrect you.
这是以利亚要学的功课。
This is the lesson that Elijah must learn.
这也是我们每一个人所需要学的功课。
And this is a lesson that we all must learn.
而且这不是知识而已。
And this is not just knowledge.
这不是道理而已。
And this is not just doctrine.
这需要从经历中来学习。
This must come from experience.
所以在以利亚身上看见了这孩子死以后，他就去祷告。
So when Elijah sees that the boy dies, he takes him up to his room and prays.
你知道我们经历过很多我们亲爱的人死亡。
We've experienced death in our loved ones.
你知道死的力量是很强的。
Death is a very powerful thing.
你知道我们不管怎么样哭泣，我们没办法把他挽回来。
And no matter how much we cry, we cannot bring them back.
但是神是复活的神。
But our God is a God of resurrection.
我们需要在经历中经历他的复活。
And we must experience him through resurrection.
所以以利亚呢，就为这个孩子祷告，就神听了他的祷告。
So Elijah prays for this child and God hears his prayer.
所以这个时候以利亚才真正认识了神是复活的神。
And so this is the moment where Elijah truly understands that God is the God of resurrection.
现在呢，他准备好了。
And so now he is prepared.
神能够差他回去。
And God can send him back.
神能够让他做复活的工作。
And he can give him the resurrection powers.
今天神在以利亚身上所做的工作，同样的他要做在我们身上。
Such things that have been done to Elijah must be done with us.
我们也需要在生命当中来经历神的自己。
And we must experience this with our lives on our own.
如果我们没有在经历中来认识神，
If we don't understand the Lord through experience,
你知道我们的话可能是空的，没有力量。
Our words will be empty with no power.
只有真正经历了神的复活。
But for those that have truly experienced the resurrection of God,
你知道他能够把人带到神的面前。
He can bring people to God.
同样去经历这位活的神。
So that they may experience this resurrection for themselves.
所以今天神在我们这个世代也做同样的工作。
So in our generation, God is doing the same works.
因为我们今天这个时代呢，也是一个非常败坏、堕落的时代 ，corrupting and fallen.
Because we are in a corrupted and fallen generation.
我们这时代跟以利亚那个时代是一样的时代。
Our generation is very similar to Elijah's generation.
神呼召的不是那些特别的人。
And God is not choosing the special people.
神呼召的是一个普通的人。
God is calling the normal people.
就像以利亚是一个与我们一样性情的人。
He is finding people that have our nature.
如果今天神用的都是那些超级的人。
If God uses only super people.
你知道我们一点希望都没有。
Then we have no hope.
但在这里给我们看见一个榜样。
But we can see here.
他是一个普通的人。
That Elijah is just a normal man.
但他与我们不同的地方乃是他完全的心是归给神的。
The only difference is his whole heart belongs to God.
他为着神而活。
He lives for God.
他不是为自己而活。
He doesn't live for himself.
他为神的旨意而活。
He lives for the will of God.
神的旨意的成就是他所关心的。
The accomplishment of God's will is what Elijah desires.
今天神也是需要这样的人。
God is looking for such people today.
问题是我们的心是不是完全是向着他？
But are we completely wholehearted with God?
还是我们的心常常为自己来打算？
Or do we often calculate for ourselves?
我们是为自己的事来祷告呢，还是为神的旨意来祷告？
Do we only pray for ourselves, or do we pray for the will of God?
我们是按着我们自己所想望的来祷告。
Do we pray for only the things that we hope for?
或是我们按着圣灵在我们里面的引导来祷告。
Or do we pray according to the will of the Spirit?
我们是不是愿意与我们的主有那种暗中的交通？
Do we have a hidden life with the Lord?
我们是不是愿意等候在他面前？
Are we willing to stand before him and wait?
我们是不是愿意常常的住在他的里面？
Do we often want to live within him?
好让他的话也能够住在我们的里面。
So that his words may live within us.
如果是这样的话呢，我圣经上说，凡他们所愿意的祷告就是给他们应。
Because for those people, their prayers will be answered.
所以你看这样的人祷告为什么神听呢？
So do you see why God answers their prayers?
因为神的话在他们里面。
Because the word of God is
within him. 他按着他里面的话，他来祷告。
He prays within his prayer.
主耶稣对他的门徒说，
Jesus says to his disciples,
你们在地上所捆绑的，我在天上也捆绑。
What is bound on earth is bound in heaven.
你们在地上所释放的，我在天上也释放。
And what is loosed on earth is loosed in heaven.
很多时候我们在地上所捆绑的，神没有捆绑。
Many times the things we bind on earth, God has not bound.
我们在地上释放的，神没有释放。
And what we loosed on earth, we have not, God has not loosed.
因为我们不是按着神的旨意来捆绑来释放。
Because we are not, binding and losing things according to God's will.
所以非常重要就是我们的心是不是向着神。
So the most important thing is our heart towards God.
神怎么在当时兴起以利亚做了这个刚强的见证？
How can God use Elijah for such a strong testimony at that time?
今天神在寻找这样的人。
Many, God is seeking many that are like that.
神的眼目，神的眼睛到处在寻找。
God is searching for such people right now.
寻找那些向着他全心的人。
He is searching for people that are wholehearted with him.
神好在他的身上显神的能力。
So that he may show others his power.
愿这些话来激励我们。
Using his words to inspire us.
在主回来之前。
Before God comes back.
在这么败坏的时代。
During such a corrupted generation.
这个时代会越来越黑。
This generation will become gradually darker.
神需要这样的见证人，好像那个灯塔一样。
And he needs to use us to, for his testimonies like a lighthouse.
能够照亮这个黑暗的时代。
To bring light into this dark generation.
愿我们彼此劝勉。
May we encourage each other.
我们有些祷告。
Let us pray.